hopefully, you know, we can gel as a team and win some games over at the tournament and see how we do.
How would you describe your development last year?
You know, I kind of had an up and down year. Started off pretty strong with Chicago, but, you know, my first year pro, you got to get under your belt some one day or another. So it was tough, but I know, you know, you learn a lot of stuff in your first year, so we'll take that into this year.
What were some of those things that you learned?
I just, it's a lot different from juniors. I mean, juniors, you're kind of babysit a bit by the coach. So you're on your own in pro, you get your, email you what time the bus leaves, you're not there. I mean, becoming a man, and it's a man sport, so, you know, it was fun last year, and looking forward to this year.
What specific areas do you think of your development that you got to get strong?
I think everything. I mean, you know, I got a lot of skill. That's what got me here. But, you know, you got to fine-tune if you want to play at the next level. So I've been working with the goalie coach here, and hopefully we can just fine-tune it here at camp.
Any sense of where you fit in the pecking order? Do you see yourself as the number three?
I don't know. You know, that's not my decision. I'm just here to make a good impression on all the new management and see what happens. They decide that stuff.
What was it like working with Peter and Drew at the start of last year?
It was good. You know, it's a tough situation. You know, when Pavlik went down last year at the beginning of the season, I mean, it's tough to say, but that was my break. I kind of have to admit that. It was my break to get in the games. And, you know, Drew's a good guy. I wish him all the best when he was traded to Montreal, and we still chat a bit. And then, I mean, you know, he's a really good guy, too. They helped me out a lot last year.
What are some of your influences or guys you looked up to as a player when you were growing up and learning the position?
I'm from Toronto, right? So I went to St. Mike's, and we used to build a player there with the majors. So I watched them practice a lot after school. I'd catch them practicing. You know, they had some pretty good goalies there. Peter Budaj was one of them. Andy Kyoto, Justin Peters. So I mean, I watched those guys, and you learn the habits in practice. You gotta work hard in practice if you want to make it, and little things like that you pick up on.
When did you start playing that full time?
I think like maybe 7 or 8. I was the youngest out of all my cousins, so I got thrown in net for ball hockey and stuff like that, and I wasn't a very good skater, so if I wanted to play, I got to pick a different position.
Okay, one more, guys.
What do you enjoy most about playing?
It's fun. I mean, it's like, it's almost like a pitcher in baseball. The pressure's on you. You make a mistake, you can't hide it. So a lot of pressure, but it's fun. Got to carry your team on the back sometimes like that, but, you know, it's good. It's you're the leader of the team, and it's a fun position.